It is Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim, but we are also coming off the heels of Yom HaZikra and Yom HaAtzmaut, and I want to share with you a really beautiful piece from an incredible Talmud Chacham. This is from the Mishnah Schir. The Mishnah Schir is the work on the Torah of Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal was born in Hungary in the end of the 1800s. To a Hasidish family. He was one of the top Talmidei Chachamim, one of the top up-and-coming scholars in Hungary. He wrote and shared Devei Torah with the Gedolim of the generation, but his main Rebbe was the Munkacher Rav. And the Munkacher Rav was known for many things, but also to be a staunch anti-Zionist in line with the Satmar Rav. And that's how Rav Tachtal grew up, anti-Zionist, against a Medina in Eretz Yisrael, against anything having to do with religious Zionism, 100% these things. And eventually to become a Rosh Yeshiva, his yeshiva would be shut down, and the Nazis started shipping people east from Hungary. Nobody knew what east meant, but they knew it wasn't such a good thing. And he became wanted by the Nazis and began to be hunted down because he was a prominent figure as a Rosh Yeshiva, a leader of the community, and Rav Tachtal had to go into hiding. And during the German destruction of the Slovakian Jewish community, which Rav Tachtal was forced to witness and endure, he began to change his worldview. And he began to say that perhaps maybe we got it wrong about Eretz Yisrael. And maybe if we would have been in Eretz Yisrael, and we would have listened to the Zionists, and we would have gone and rebuilt the land, then maybe we would have been there and not here. Maybe we would have been saved from the Nazis, and maybe going to build Eretz Yisrael would have been brought about Yemos HaMashiach. And in hiding, Rav Tachtal began to write his most famous work, the Eim HaBanim Smecha, in which he quotes from Chazal and Midrashim and personal experience, the most beautiful Divrei Torah about longing for Eretz Yisrael, about the building of Eretz Yisrael, in praising even secular Zionists who took the wherewithal, took the initiative to go and to dredge the swamps, and to go and pave the roads and to build the land, and begins to change and perhaps say that he was misguided in his interpretation as well. He called on fellow Jews to become Zionists, and the lesson of the Holocaust is the Jews need to be active in building Eretz Israel. And to be clear, even in hiding, in the midst of the Nazi horrors, his change of heart was not well received. Other Hungarian rabbanim turned against him. They thought he had gone crazy becoming a Zionist, and they did not support him, and they refused to disseminate his book that he published while in hiding. While in hiding, he recorded a diary of what was going on in his community. He was captured in Budapest and sent to Auschwitz, and he made it through Auschwitz. Even though most Hungarians did not make it out of Auschwitz, he made it through Auschwitz, and he was on a train with a Russian soldier, and the Russian soldier had stolen something from another Jew, and Rav Tachtal protested against the Russian soldier for stealing from another Jew, and the Russian came and beat him, and the Nazis beat him, and he died the next day. He was so close to surviving the Holocaust, and at the very end, he didn't make it. But his work, his Divrei Torah, his Tshuvos and Halacha live on. And I want to learn together from his piece on Parshas Kedoshim, the Mishnah Schir, and I want to elaborate a little bit more. So let's begin. We're on page one, the second column. We're going to learn through the whole thing. It's really beautiful. You want to see every single word. You can see his neshama coming through the Divrei Torah. And let's see what he says. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, which is Zekla Gadol b'Torah. And this is perhaps the most prominent of the mitzvahs, of the many mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Am shalacha mashal achi. Let me tell you a parable, my brother. Let me tell you a story that happened with me. I had to escape this country of hell to save my soul. I could take nothing with me. All I could save was my one pair of tefillin. Now we know Hasidim have the minhag to wear tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, "V'afilu tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam mukhra chayis l'asher." I had to leave my tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam behind. This was the matter of which I had to flee. Shaloli kach klum, I cannot take anything. About tefillin shal Rashi lo isharti, I did not leave behind my tefillin of Rashi. Kilohaya afsharusi li for him, I cannot separate from them. Kihema shavim li kiruchush hayoser gadol shvelam, they were my most valuable property. Kiein li tamur alahem, nothing could replace them. Va'od bialdusu, when I was a child, od kodem milchemes ha'olam arishona, before the First World War, rachashti osam, Vinachtim Laksiva Eitzel Asofra Mafursam Tzadik Tamim Rav Chaim Sofer Munkach. They were written by Rav Chaim Sofer Munkach, who was a famous sofer. Ubiglal Kain Heim Chashuvim Lima Od. They were very, very important to me. Ve'enani Zaz Biladehem Avziz Kosher. I would not move an inch without those tefillin. Because Shabesi Lakan Ir Habir, when I came to the capital of Budapest, Hayu Chaserim Li Tefillin Derabin Utam Vitalis. So I was lacking on the next page. He says, I was lacking Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, and then my talis. V'hineini makir toda l'dodi, and I have to thank my good friend, Harav Agon, at Tzadik Tamim, Moreno Harav Yisrael David Margolios Schlesinger, the Rav of the Beis Medrash of Lina Sadek Po in the city of Budapest. Shebehishtad Luso Nasan Li Balabas Nechbar Yir Shemayim, the host gave me Moreno Harav Chaim Mordechai Stern Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, oh no, I'm a dorm. He gave me a nice pair of Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. Mamish Achaya is Nafshi Bazeh. It mamish brought my soul back to life. Ukvar Hayuli Bezugos Tfilin. Now I had Baruch Hashem two pairs of tefillin. Aval Haisa Chasarli O Talis, but I was lacking a talis. Baskiras De Yudidi Hagavir. I have to thank my good friend Rav Wolf Reichman Mipo of Budapest Latova for good Shunasanli Talis as well. But he lent me a talis as well. Ukvar Ozra Hashem Yisparach Shayuli Bezugos Tfilin Megam Talis as well. Behem. And now Hashem has helped me that I have two pairs of tefillin, and I now have a talis as well. Just imagine, Akaras HaTov, he's mamish in the middle of the Holocaust, Nazis trying to kill him. And Baruch Hashem, everything is good. I have two pairs of tefillin, and I have a talis. Ah, aval lo od hakol b'shleimus. I was not completely fulfilled. Ki od hayachasli avnei l'sfal bo. I was missing a gartel. I had two pairs of tefillin, a talis, but I didn't have a gartel. Vezer Hashem Osi Gamazen Hashem helps me. Kiyishli Po Talmud Vasek. I had an old student, Echad Shalomid Bishavasim Lursin on Yeshiva, who nasanli Gartel is fallen and Gartel to Davin. Aba Odlo Hayakob Shlemus. But I still did not have everything. Kiyacha Shuli Kol Chavtse Akoda Shanal. I had all these holy items. Odhay Chasuli Sidr Lispalbo. And I did not have a sinner. Vazkir Totally Dia Talmidi. And I also have to thank as well my good Talmud, HaRabaniyah Muflag B'Torah Yerushamayim, the great rabbi who's great in Torah Yerushamayim, Rav Zalman Leib Kalman, Echad Minaturei Chevras HaShas Tekil Siaka Po'ir HaHavira, who's part of the Chevras Shas here, and also the Talmud of Moreno Chami Hagon HaTzadik, Shunasli Siddur's file, and this guy gave me a Siddur as well. Ubaruch Hashem, Shizmin Li Kol Chavtzei Kodesh Anal, and Baruch Hashem, I have all these holy items, Shitzrichin Li B'chol Yom Nisfal Behem Tadavin. Aba b'chol zos nevertheless. B'chol eis v'boker k'shar asisi l'spalel. Whenever I wanted to come and daven in the morning, hayli yagon v'ancha b'chavtzei kodesh anal. I had a lot of difficulty with these objects. Ki tamid lo hayu mezuman li kulam b'basachas. They were never all in one place. She'ucha l'spal behem b'li mafriya, that I could daven without being disturbed. Ki pam hayu chaser mitfilin derashim. Because one time, my tefillin of Rashi were missing. Upam tefillin de Reitam. One time, the next day, Rebbein Atam tefillin were missing. When I had both of them in the right spot, the next morning, my talis was missing. Upam chasuli hagartel, and the next day, the gartel was missing. Upam a sitter, and one day, the sitter was missing. Every single day, things would get moved around the base medrash. Somebody borrowed it and ended up in that corner on that bookshelf. It was in another room. It was in the coffee room. And therefore, each day, it was annoying to have, I didn't have everything together. And every morning, it took a few minutes to schlep around the basement and to find all the different things I was missing. And this caused for me, I did not have a talis bag. If I would have had one talis bag to hold all of the items together with the tefillin and the gartel, as all men, all married men have, they have a talis bag. They put everything inside the talis bag to contain all the items together. Litein kol chavtzei kodesh b'sochus, put all of my holy items inside. Kedei shehayu kalulim yachad, v'lo yisparzru lekan lekan. They should be together and not scattered. until finally my student had rachmanis on me. It was Zalman Leib, who we mentioned before. But that's the Mingam Talis Betel, and he gave me a Talis bag. And I put all the objects into the Talis bag. We're still on page number 2, on the second column. And then I had nachas, I had pleasure. Shebechol eisha halachti l'spal. Whenever I went to daven, matzasi akol muchon mezuman. Everyone was there and prepared. V'yachasu li klum mehem, and I was lacking nothing. V'yisi osher meleich. He's saying it in a Hasidish way. I was rich like a king. Ashir kamelach. U'belev malei simcha mehatalis vaitel. Now, all because I had a talis bag. The lowly talis bag saved the day. Shasali tova gadola hazos, and it did me a great favor. To gather these objects, whenever I need it. I shouldn't have to go and find each one. And I was struck by the holiness and the importance of a talis bag. What is the role of the talis bag? It holds things together. It makes a kibbutz. L'chaber hakol yachad. Shelo yechzru v'lo yifredu zem yizem b'shamham. That everything should stay together and not move apart. V'atalas baitel azos nosenes es hashavi v'erech l'chapit zemanal. And because of the talis bag, it increased the value of everything in it. Because now that everything was being held in one place, it became easier to use, to access, to partake of, and to use their kedusha. Shiyuchu l'malos tafkidem le'es ha'torech. And now each object is better used because I can use it when I want it, right? If you have, let's say you have like a tool in the kitchen that you use like twice a year, like some rare thing you need for only 2 recipes, and you half the time you can't find it. When you need that object and it's not in the kitchen in the drawer you thought it is, well then it's useless to you because it's not where I need it. But if everything is organized and put and gathered together in a reasonable place, then all the objects in the kitchen are useful. A disorganized room is useless. Because even though you have valuable things, if I can't find them, then what's the purpose? And when I began to meditate and contemplate the importance of a talis bag, I recognized and I saw, with all of the power of gathering together, it doesn't change anything, right? The talis bag is very important. But it doesn't change anything. It didn't alter the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. It didn't change the gartel in any way. To make it better or worse. For all the objects that are inside of it. Because I never found any of these objects. It didn't become less holy. And the next morning, the gartel didn't become tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Tzon Rabbeinu Tam didn't become a talis. Ki tomin matzasi es tzon de Rashi kmo shayu. And I always found the Tzon of Rashi as they were. V'lo neslachu zebezen, they didn't move places. Ki ba'olam lo nasim et tzon de Rashi, tzon Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam de Rashi. V'gam lo nasim et tzon de gartel, the tzon didn't become a gartel. O sidra talis v'chin hefek, or the opposite. V'risin I saw. Ki ein la talis bait ala koach kibbutz greta. The value of the talis bag was to gather and to hold things together. To gather these objects, so these pazu anav anav, they should not be all over the place. That I should not be lacking in them whenever I need them. But it's not change them. This is the story of the talis bag. Says Rav Tachtal. On the story of the talis bag, Hudimyon Matim Li Yisrael Begola. It is the story of the Jewish people in Galus. Sheyesh Beinenu Madregus Madregus Shanos. There are different Jews, different levels, different types, and different places in life, different backgrounds, different personalities, different life experiences, and different struggles, and different characteristics. Yeshna Mehem Bekedusha Gedola Tefillin of Rashi. Some have the holy level of Tefillin of Rashi, and some have the Kedusha of Beinu Tam. V'yeshem v'madregos talis, some are the level of a talis. V'yeshem v'madregos hagartel, some are just a gartel. V'yeshem v'madregos a mesideral, and some have the level of a small sitter. V'heim pshutei am, those are the simple people. Shehem, next page, Tasu. They are made, Yehudim pshutim, kmo a sidderal shupashut. A pashut sidder, you read from it, people don't necessarily understand the kedusha of it, and they understand that it's important. V'yeshem pachuseyara. And there are those who are even lesser. Aval afal pikein heim Yehudim. But nevertheless, know what they are? They're Jews. But all of those different groups and all those different Jews, they need to be bound together as one. As we know, the famous mashal, the four species on Sukkot, the lulav, the esrog, the hadas, and the aravos, are all bound together, different types of Jews with different backgrounds. As we say, in the yotzros, that nobody here really says, but the tefillos that certain communities say on Sukkot, and the Medrash in there as well, in the Vayikra Rabbah. V'gam ki tzrichen anu zel azeh. We need one another. Kasher bir zos hetev Rabbeinu mitzanz b'sifru divrei chayim. The Sanz Rav explains in the Divrei Chayim al HaTorah, in the Hashmasos, in the additional comments on Parshas Re'eh. B'dimyon haguf. Let's talk about the human body. Sheyesh b'guf chalakim shonim shahnefesh tulya behem behem ikar shibaguf. There are some parts of the body that if you don't have them, you'll die. A heart, lungs, kidneys, things like that. Kmo ha-rosh v'ha-lev, the head and the heart. V'yesh chalakim shein einam ikr b'chai ha-adam, kmo yadam ragalim, things that you can live without them. Hands, feet. Toyecholim l'chayos pli yadayim v'li ragalim. Achayachol ha-rosh lomar l'agalim l'adayim. Can the head say to the hands or the feet, eini rotzeh l'yos b'kesher imachem, I'm not friends with you. I don't want to be connected to you. The head says to the feet, I don't need you. Go somewhere else. The head will say to the hands, I don't need you. I can live without you. Some type of claim like that. You're lesser than me. You're not as important as I am. I don't want to have a kesher with you. You're not interesting to me. Vadailo, certainly not. Yes, it's true. You can live without hands and feet. What type of a life is that? Is that the best possible life you can live? Rachmanu litzlan mechayos kazos, to live in such a way. Aval emesi, the truth is, sheish l'rosh tzarech beraglayim, the head needs the feet, to kol koach hamasahu beraglayim, because you can move around with your legs. Kol koach hapu'ulahu biyadayim, in the way we interact with the world with our hands. V'hei mashlim minas hakuma hashlim el shadam, they allow us to perfect the standing of a human being. V'azu adam hashalam, you become a complete person. U'kamo kein hu ba'uma. And the same is with the nation. Avshish anashim ramei hasaga v'das shlema. There are Jews who have tremendous understandings, who lead very intellectual lives, completely understand their role in this world. V'yishem anashim ketanei adeo pechusei erach. There are people who are not so smart, perhaps have less of an outward value to the world. Aval kulam nitzrachim l'uma, but they're all needed for the nation. U'mashlibim elu eselu v'tzricham l'yos b'agud echas, and they are all needed in order to live together as one. Ad kantor of divrei Rabbeinu Sham, that is the end of the words of the Sanz HaRav. Okay, we'll skip the brackets over here, and he says, three lines down, Aval mikoach pizureinu bein hagayim. But he says, we are scattered amongst the gayim. V'yashu l'kabeit zosanu mekibutz echad. And we cannot always get together. V'tamin yesh banu chiso, we feel they're lacking in some way. V'zuchu shosenu, that is our weakness. V'alkein yad hakol sholetzu sumameshuas banu, and therefore, the outside world, and the nations of the world control us. They dictate what we think. They dictate how we dress. They dictate how we view political situations. And because we are not our own people, together as one, we are influenced by the outside world. We are cut off, distant, and separate from one another. So Rav Tachtal says, you know why? Because we're lacking something to hold us all together, to gather us. So the different parts of the Jewish people shouldn't be scattered and hidden in some shelf or some corner of the Beis Medrash. Perhaps we could fix this mistake and this problem with the help of Hashem. Do you know what the talis blaitel of the Jewish people is? Do you know what the talis bag of Am Yisrael is? It's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, he says, is the place that holds the Jewish people together with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. When we are in Israel and we are living in Israel, it makes us one group. Only that mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, can make the Jewish people one nation. As Haisa Chabura now, and we all have that group. Rakatalis Baitel Hagadol Shal Umak Dusha. Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Tachtal, is the giant talis bag of the Jewish people. Shitekabetz Bekibbutz Echad as Kol Chelkei Yisrael Shel Olam, because only Eretz Yisrael can hold together and bring together all of the Jewish people. Lo Mukhrach Shitashpia Al Chalakim Eizah Hashpal Hezek. You'll say, but if I live in this community in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe I'll be influenced by these Jews. And if I go and I move to that community, they might influence me to think this way about this type of thing. And if I can't find the perfect community over there, then I might have to think differently about this over there. He said, it's not how a talis bag works. It doesn't lower the kedush of the things that go into it. It just holds them together. You can take care of yourself. You can have your own hashkafos. You can view things, you can do things your ways. It doesn't take away to live with people who are different than you. The Hasidim can live in Israel and make their base medrash and daven and be mechanach their children in their way of kedusha. To build the land, to make the land successful, we need everyone. All the Jews together as one, chabura. As they were in the days of Ezra, all as one people. As I explained before. And this will be able to pay back. Will be able to raise the Jewish people. And each person will come in peace to their place. On the contrary, says Rav Tachtal, Tisraba Das, you'll become better. You'll become wiser. You'll become a holier Jew. As they say in the name of the Ger Rebbe, Ubishema Ramban, Shibaribu Yirei Hashem, Tisraba Hadas. More people with Yirei Shemayim get together, there'll be more Das, more understanding. And they'll influence one another and raise up the Jewish people. Af Belishum Asiel Azeh. Without even doing something. When more Jewish people here at Shemaim get together, it increases everybody's das. And we can fulfill the words of the Rambam that I brought before. After the Jewish people are gathered together, Hashem will implant in their hearts a spirit of purity. And we'll all come together to worship Hashem with one heart. Ulakayim mitzvos of Yisparach Shemon to do Hashem's mitzvos. Amen. Kein yihi ratzon, writes Rav Tachtal. So as we know, Rav Tachtal would never merit to step foot into Eretz Yisrael, never have the opportunity to see that vision come together. And he wrote this over 70 years ago, while the furnace of Europe was raging around him. And as we mentioned, although he was so close to reaching his dream and living in Eretz Yisrael, it was tragically cut short. You know, we're not going to talk about the Isra of speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, about people in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm not sure if Rav Tachtal's vision has come to fruition. I just want to make three comments based on the piece that we just read. Rav Tachtal taught that one doesn't need to compromise and change standards when it comes to Avodas Hashem in order to fit with other Jews. But one thing we can all agree on is the role of Eretz Yisrael. That should be a common denominator. No matter what you hold about something else, about politics and hashkaf and things like that, a common denominator that all Jews can agree upon or should agree upon is that Eretz Yisrael is where the Jewish people should be. We may feel different at times about the extreme nature of Eretz Yisrael, that there are so many polar opposites going on there, and too often opposites are on display, and there are marches, and there are protests, and discussions about judicial reform, and how the country should run. And there's all types of extreme things that go on. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's easy to say that living here and not being over there. It doesn't have to be that way. And every once in a while, we see glimmers of hopes. Somebody sent me that picture from a WhatsApp that was sent around of the two people who were sharing flags for opposite protests. Everybody, does everybody see that? No? One person asked another, a friend of his, who was going to the anti-judicial reform protests, if I could borrow your Israeli flag, because to last night he was going to the pro-judicial reform protests. Two friends were protesting opposite things, but we both want to have Israeli flags there, so can I borrow yours? They said, sure, just need it. I'll need it back in order to, you know, for my protest the other night. And that was their relationship. That is just a small sign of the way things could be, or they should be. So yelling and screaming, and this one's trying to destroy the country, and that one's trying to destroy the country. We can all agree that we want Eretz Yisrael to succeed, and we can come to some sort of understanding of the best way to do it. And also to remind ourselves, sitting here in New York, that we may have Kedusha, and we may have Torah, and wonderful things, but we are all sitting outside of the talus bag. We are. We're not inside the talus bag. The talus bag is 3,000 miles away over there, and we are right now are sitting outside of it. I'm certainly speaking to myself, and I am reminded as well that Eretz Yisrael is where we are supposed to be, and even if we have all the valid reasons as to why we are not yet in Eretz Yisrael, we should at least remind ourselves time and time again we are sitting outside of the talus bag. That is where the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam should sit, and the tefillin of Rashi should sit, and the gartel, and the siddur, and the talus should all be sitting inside the talus bag. Again, the excuses are valid, and the reasons are important, but a sense of feeling that this is not where we're supposed to be, and over there is where the Jewish people belong. And even if we can't be in Eretz Yisrael, the lesson of the talus bag is still in effect. V'haftarecha kamocha was the opening line of the drasha. We can love one another and appreciate other Jews who practice differently than us and not be concerned that they'll change us if we're nice to them. But we can disagree on the best way to serve Hashem and still be together. I don't have to understand how another Jew gets close to Hashem. But if they believe in 13 Ikari Amuna and they keep Torah Mitzvos and they have good midos, so then they're serving Hashem in the best way that's for them as well. It goes for being open-minded to who we hang out with, who our friends are, who are the people that we date, and the people that we want to marry, to understand that there can be people who are not just like us, and not even have the same hashkafas as us. You can still potentially marry that person. It's possible. You can still have the same talus bag. Even if they don't have the same hashkafas, as long as you value and respect that person as a Jew. I'll just end with one more story. Rav Yehuda Leib Maimon, who was the leader of Mizrahi in Eretz Yisrael, was traveling through Europe on behalf of Mizrahi before the Holocaust. And while stopping in Munkach on Erev Shabbos, he went to the mikvah for his Shabbos preparations. And when he came out of the water, he didn't feel well, and he fainted right there in the mikvah room. And when he came to, he found himself in the home of another Jew who had found him, dressed him, brought him to his house, fed him, and cared for him. After a few pleasantries of thanking his Savior for taking care of him, he realized that the person who had saved him and brought him home from the mikvah was Rav Chaim Elazar Shapiro, the Munkach Rav himself. The Munkach Rav was an outspoken person against Rav Maimon and Rav Mizrahi. He had written against Rav Maimon, he had spoken publicly against Rav Maimon and what he was doing with the Mizrahi, and very, very harsh. So Rav Maimon came to, he realized what was going on, and he was confused why the Munkach Rebbe had gone to such lengths to take care of him. So the Munkach Rebbe turned to him and said, that certainly, I think you're wrong, and I think Mizrahi is incorrect, and it's bad for the Jewish people. But the Munkach Rebbe said, it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah v'haftarecha kamocha and hachnasas orchim. Those principles still apply. I think that this is the lesson v'haftarecha kamocha. I don't have to be like you. We don't have to walk in step. And I certainly don't have to agree with you, but we can respect one another. We should be able to understand Jews from different walks of life and look forward to when we can have the greatest achdus and the greatest unity, al-Adamas Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael.